Welcome to Afyayim Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumos Daf Tzadik Vov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, beginning of Aloch Vov. Zog the Mishnah. Kol ha-nichboshim zeim ze mutar. Anything which is pickled together is mutar. Referring to two vegetables that are pickled together, one is truma, one is not. If they're pickled together, they're fine. Because being pickled together, kovush together, doesn't transfer taste. Elo'im ha-chisiyos. Except for the vegetables, which are called chesios, which they have some spiciness in them, and they do transfer taste. And that's the vegetables we mentioned before, which is luf, shum, and betzalim, garlic, onions, and the luf. These are vegetables that do transfer taste. And the Mishnah goes on to explain. Chisis shel chulin im chisis shel trumo. You have a spicy vegetable of chulin with a spicy vegetable of trumo, so that's a problem. Or, yerek shel chulin im chisis shel trumo, we have a regular vegetable which is chulin. And you have a chisis shel trumo, you have a spicy vegetable of trumo, so then it's aser. Why is it aser? Because the spicy vegetable of trumo transfers the taste to the vegetable which is chulin. So as long as the trumo is spicy, it's a problem. But, aval, chisis shel chulin im yerek shel trumo, if the chulin is the spicy vegetable, and the trumo is only regular vegetable, mutter. Because the truma is not the spicy one. It's just a regular vegetable. And a regular vegetable does not transfer the taste. Continues the Mishnah and says, kol ha-nishlokim. So here, as Mukha from the Yerushalmi, that's Rab Chaim explains, nishlokim, lashot shliko, is a light cooking. Meaning, al-idei or you spill hot water on top of a vegetable, you don't actually cook it on the fire. So if you do shliko, do this top, this light bishul, with vegetables of truma, it's fine, usually. But kol ha-nishlokim im ha-tardim asurim. But if you do shliko with the tardin, tardin is white beets, a type of vegetable, so that's also b'shem noisim tam. The tardim have a charifus, they have spiciness, and they transfer the taste. Rav Shimon says, kruv shel shikro im kruv shel baal asur. Kruv is a cabbage. Krav sheshikyo means it grows in a field that needs a lot of water. It needs to be watered by man. It's not enough for it to have the water of the rain. Baal is a type of field that has the water of the rain is enough. And the difference is that shikyo, a land which is watered by man, is usually a dry land. And that's why you need to water it. And baal, it's a moist land, has liquid in it. And that's why it does not need additional water. So putting these two cabbages together, it's also b'shubulah because it swallows. What swallows? So we'll see in the Gemara, Reb Chaim puts it out over here right now, that shishikyo, because it's dry, it's easier for it to swallow the taste of the shulbal. Reb Akiva Yimei kol mispashim zeim zeh mutarim elo im habosar. So this is referring to two minim that are the same. Min beminoi. You take two types of vegetables which are the same vegetable, one is true and one is not. You take two types of other types of food they put together. It's never a problem of bishul, says Rabbi Akiva, because they're the same taste. The taste doesn't transfer to each other, except by meat. Meaning two types of meat that are cooked together, they do transfer taste to each other. That's what Rabbi Chaim explains here in the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Yochai ben Uri oimer, kovid, which is liver, oiseres ve'ino neseres, it transfers iser from it to other meat, but it does not swallow. Because it's busy spitting out taste and it does not swallow new taste. Meaning because it spits out more than it absorbs, so therefore it's considered to be something that transfers taste but does not absorb taste of another meat which is next to it. Continues the Mishnah with base. Beitzo shenitbilo betavlin. An egg that was cooked with a spice of truma. Asurim it's asur. Even though there's an eggshell, even though there's a cover on the egg, it still absorbs taste. Afilu chelmon shelo, even the yolk, which is literally inside the egg, absorbs the taste. Also, b'shubuleh, because it swallows. Mekvashim u'mishloka shel truma, the liquid where trumo was pickled in, or the liquid where trumo was cooked in it. Asurim lezorim. They observe the taste of the truma, and a zar, someone's not a kohen, is not allowed to drink them. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, leis kan nichboshim elo nishlokim. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the gears in our Mishnah, that we said that things that are pickled together in mutter, it's a mistake, it's not pickled. Pickle is a problem. It's only when it's semi-cooked, the nishlakim, which means irui, when you spill hot water on a vegetable, if there are two vegetables together, then it's mutter. But nichbash will be a problem. Why? Because kovlush kiritechu. When it's pickled, it's considered to be boiled. It's as if it's fully cooked. And then the taste does transfer. Continues the Gemara and says, Chanino tirtor b'sharishai sanim r'vishayo. Chosis b'chosis. When I have two spicy vegetables, min b'minoy. If they're the same min, Rabbi Akiva mati v'chorim oisrim. This is after we saw in the end of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Akiva says that usually min b'min is not a problem, only by meat. But if not meat, if you, any two types that are the same, if you cook them together, they're not an issue. According to Rabbi Akiva, taste does not transfer. So even though chosis b'chosis, even though they were talking about two spicy vegetables, that the taste does not transfer according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Chachomim it does. Says the one of Yosef Shabbi Yechon says, Moidi Chachomim le Rabbi Akiva bebosor, bebosor. When you have two meats together, shehu mutter. Then you're allowed to put it together. So according to this stage of the Gemara said that the only problem when you put two vegetables together is only by chesiyos, that they have the spice. But if I have two meats together, it's not a problem. By the case of nishlokim, by the case of the semi-cooking. Meaning, obviously, when you cook together mamish, it's a problem. But by the case of nishlokim, the Gemara understood that basar and basar do not transfer taste, even according to Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Omer zeiro le'ev yaso. So Zayah tells him also, V'ilu loy at omar tado, lo avi adin dukein. If you wouldn't have told us this, we would not know it. So according to the Reb Chaim, this is Loshon Teimo. Meaning the Gemara is saying, I didn't need you to tell me this. The Mishnah spoke about chasiyos, only spicy vegetables. And that's what we spoke about, the taste transfers. If you're not talking about chasiyos, talk about spicy vegetables, just regular vegetables, taste does not transfer. So also by meat, the taste should not transfer. So what is the Chiddush? According to the Maharo Puldo, this is a statement. It says, if you would have told us that, I would say the opposite. I would say that by basar, everybody agrees that taste transfers, because Rabbi Akiva himself differentiated between regular min b'minoy and basar. Now, even though Rabbi Akiva spoke about bishul, about actual cooking, and we're not talking about bishul right now, we're talking about nishlokim, about a semi-bishul, but you see from Rabbi Akiva that meat is more susceptible to get taste than vegetables. So it should be the opposite. That's what the Gemara continues to say. Similar with Dilma, Loi, Samaras, maybe what you said was the opposite. What do we say? Rabbi Akiva agrees with Chachamim. Even though he argues regarding his vegetables. And he says that by vegetables it does not transfer on. Even if it's spicy, but by basar, he agrees that a taste does transfer. So the Gemara saw a vote, Rabbi Yochanan, he said exactly that. He said the name Rabbi Yochanan, the basar does transfer taste even by shlika, not only by bishul, and even Rabbi Akiva holds that it's asr. Says the Gemara, Rav Chinino shomolo min de basro. Rav Chinino learned this idea from the Hemshech of the Mishnah. What happened? He had the following Shmuel. It says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, he called him mizbashim, same as a bishul, which is the full cooking. If you cook two meaning with each other, mutarim, min meminoi does not transfer taste. Chutz min abasa, except meat. So Chinino heard the following Shmuel. Habasa bebasa also, you're not allowed to put meat and meat together because they transfer taste. What does that mean? That's clearly in the Mishnah. What did Rav Chanina hear more than the Mishnah? The Mishnah says already you can't put basar or basar. So what exactly did Rav Chanina hear more? It says the Gemara Dilmo Isamaris, maybe what he heard was Elamoyu Chachoim Rabbi Akiva basar or basar shu asar. They hear Chachoim agree with Rabbi Akiva, and they hold the meat with meat is asar, even though in other things they disagree. Rav Chanina Ravo Shabbi Chalon. That he had exact same quote from Rabbi Yochanan. As Rabbi Chaim explains, we knew the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Akiva, but we didn't know to what extent. As Rabbi Chachamim come to be makler in Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says that Mir Minu is mutter except Basar, Chachamim say that even Basar is mutter. Or Chachamim come to be makler in Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Akiva said that everything is mutter except Basar, and they want to say everything else is also Asar. Says the Gemara, we bring here quotes from Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanon hold, that basa is also like Rabbi Akiva, and what they're arguing is another meaning, meaning they're coming to be machon Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds min meminoi is mutter, except basar, and chachim hold that always min meminoi is asar. Continues the Gemara of Shimon Aimer Kruv Shoshak, talk about the cabbage, the two types of cabbage, the one from the field which does require a watering and one which does not require watering. So explains the Gemara, Omer B'yaisi Avino Savin Meimar, we thought in the beginning to understand the Mishnah that Shilbal Borlea, meaning the more moist cabbage, the one which grows in a field which doesn't require more water, it's already full of water, that one is softer and it swallows taste. So the one of Tzadik Zayin and Mudalif, I mean, Ma Domer Rav Huna, from the story that happened with Rav Huna, which was a story that you had a vegetable, a cabbage of Baal and a cabbage of Shikyol cooked together. And the Baal, the moist one, was the Chumo. And the dry one was Chulim. And he said what to do. Sav min Evo, take the roots, because the roots do not swallow. Fahav Laflufu, give the leaves to the Kohen. Meaning the leaves do swallow. Which leaves? The leaves of Chulim. Which type of cabbage are we talking about? The dry cabbage. The cabbage that grows in dry land, that's the one who swallows. If it's moist, it does not swallow so much. But if it's dry, it's more susceptible to get a taste. So Gemara concludes, when we spoke about the Mishnah, we said they have two types of cabbage. One is more moist, one is more dry. The drier one swallows more than the moist one. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Trumos, Dav Tzadik Vov.